Oh, so what happened was, Mitzvah, I had said Kiddush Levon already a week ago. I think it was on, not the Motzai Shabbos, it was that Sunday, right? What happened was the first Motzai Shabbos, if you said it, if you davened in the earlier minyan, then the moon was visible. If you davened in the later minyan, the moon was not visible. The first one. So then, Sunday, Monday, that, you know, was already visible. I said Kiddush Levana. But then this Motzai Shabbos, right after davening, somebody came over to me and wanted to know, could he still say Kiddush Levana? So I was standing next to Dr. Strouch. He knows always when you can say Kiddush Levana. So he said right away, you can say it tonight. Had the effect, said even tomorrow night. So that's what this guy wanted to know. So then my son was standing right next to me. And he said he had not done it yet either. So I said, okay, so you have to do it. Now, my family was planning, not me, but the rest of my family, with my in-laws, were planning to go to Florida this week. And so I said to myself, oh, tonight I'll call you up 1 o'clock in the morning and make sure you did Kiddush Levana Mistama, Florida. It was Nira. So then we came home, we made Havdalah, and then we found out that the flight was canceled. So needless to say, not everyone was happy about this. So in the end, my family is here. They didn't go in the end. So then back to the Levana. So I wanted to make sure that my son, got the Levana. After you learn all these things about Kiddush Levana, you want to make sure. So I went out. It was very cold. I went out, and this is like later in the evening. I looked on top of the first hall. I saw, and once I shouted, I thought that was a Levana. Definitely, there wasn't like the shine. Definitely, wasn't the shine. But so I was clearing that if you hold that it's the brachas only on the Chiddush HaLevana, so then as long as you see the Levana, it's okay. So that was but there was no Hanar. So that was the discussion there's a Kan Aaron. Right, if you see Levana, but you don't have Hana, and he was noted to say that what you need to make your body, said you need to shine. So, but the question is, like Rav Avadi himself in the Sefer said to the Eved, Real Shasatchat, with the Eved, even if you would Mekadesh Levana on the first day, it would be okay. Because why? Because really it's on the Chiddush HaLevana. So Mikir and Din, you'd be Yotze. The shine is, more. So I thought this is true. But I said, it's not the last day. Since tomorrow night, there's still opportunity. I'm not going to tell him to do it tonight. This is once we found out that he wasn't going to be in Florida that night. Oh. So then I walked to the base measures. I figured maybe I'll get some support from Dofig and Dani Yaros. And they looked up, and I don't know, they didn't see what I saw. I didn't get full support in their seeing of... However, they both independently called me up last night to tell me that they saw Levana, both of them, independently. Cool. So the next night... that was last night. It was a very nice Levana. So I went with my son. I mean, I had already done it, but And he said the Shalom Aleichem, all three to me. As it was more down in Shulchan Aruch that as Rosh Hashanah comes from Rav Goldberg once, that really you say to one, the same person, the Shalom Aleichem. That's what it says in the Rambam. We're going to see that. It's just they point out if there's only one person there, you can say all three to one person. I did it three times. But then it was a very nice Levana. And then so that was the story. Okay, so today I'm finally going to get to this thing that, like, what do you do if you're not sure if you can, like, say for example that night Motzei Shabbos would have been the last night. So I thought I saw a Levana, even though Harav Fink and Rav Yaris didn't see what I saw, but I thought I saw a Levana. And it would have been a question whether you could even make on such a Levana, because there definitely wasn't a shine, there was no Hanoah, etc. So there's this thing like this. I remember Rav Dovid Feinstein said this to me years ago. I had a Talmud in my shir who, his wife, I don't remember, it goes back a long time ago. The first child they had was not, didn't come to a good ending with the pregnancy. And now, Baruch Hashem, they had a healthy baby, boy, etc. So they didn't, no one knew, I mean, I happen to know Mr. Feinstein's Rebbe, but no one knew that he had. Now they're going to have a baby boy, and if they're not going to do a Pidyon HaBen, it's going to be, everyone's going to be talking, So one of the things that Don Feinstein said, some people have this thing, that you take out the Gemara and you read it from the Gemara. So maybe if you read it from the Gemara, so then it's not a bracha levatala, because you do a good derech limud. So if you could do it, then fine. If you can't, then it's just derech limud, and it won't be a bracha levatala. So that was one of the things he mentioned, and some mentioned the same thing about by Kiddush Levana. And I think someone called Rav Shmuel up to ask about Rav David's opinion. He also, I think even Rav Shmuel Fischelis said, you only say it, within reason. You're not going to say it if it's 10 days later, something like that. It could be that it's okay, but, so where does this all come from, this idea of doing this thing about, if you're not sure if you could say it, so just take out a Gemara. So where does that come from, and is that valid? So because that can come up a lot. I told you, it came up in the Pidyon HaBen thing. You take out the last Gemara Pesachim, Avi HaBen V'Arshtayim, and then you say it.
There's a written introduction of his time. He sends out a lot of text message. I remember last month, the message that night was, if you miss Kiddush Levana tonight, open up the tour, go look at the moon and read it from the tour. That's the luck of the night. So you can possibly use it from the tour.
Yeah. So let's see. Because if you look at the Gemara Sanhedrin, so the Gemara doesn't have, he says, Elkan Rav Yehuda, Mevarach Asher Bemara Marach Chachim. But if you look at the Riff, the Riff says on the second page, on the fourth wide line, on the bottom, "My Mevarach." You take a Riff out of Brachas, and you say, "My Mevarach." And then Yimamish has the whole bracha. See, in the Gemara here, it doesn't really have it that way. In Baruch Fakula, here Yimamish says it out. So, So you take, and you have to realize, Rabbi Kegler pointed out that the riff of Kiddush Levana is in Brachas, is not in Sanhedrin. So the end of the fourth parak of Brachas, the last omen of the riff, Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. Somebody needs to know. You take out a riff, and you say what? And you look for the last four lines from the you know, the first wide line. My mevarech, and Rav Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda, and then you say, you know, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekeinu Baruch Olam, and he has the whole thing.
You have to say the my mevarech.
That's the whole point.
No, so you can make a gemara just from that line itself, from the bracha. I'm just going to make a bracha.
No, but then there's a sign of the really the context of learning. You say my mevarech, and then you read it. My mevarech.
In the
opinion of Benchart,
you'll blow your cover.
I'm
serious.
In the opinion of Benchart.
Yeah, well.
So do you have to do the
thumb and everything, or
can you just jump to the
rough over
here?
But then
you have to, then
it's...
You say you blow your cover, though,
and
pin that
back
in that case, the whole point was to make sure nobody
has. Yeah, okay, you don't have to say it, that. Or you can read open up the Rambam. They say page 3. Harokeshes, and then he says Harol Levada Bechidusha Mevarech, and then you say, and then you have the whole bracha here. So either you could do it with the riff, because the riff has it mamish, the last riff in the fourth parak, or the Rambam parak Yud Halacha Tazayin. In Brachas, pretty good. So now take a look in the Sefer Notzer Chesed of Pirkei Avos. What does it say? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. In other words, if it's right. In other words, and there could be like first of all, you have that shaila of the extra night, Lel Tezayin, the Heshiv Moshe. You have the shaila about if it's not, you know, say you see the moon, but it's not shine. You know, like these things. It's like, so, yeah, but if you know that, like. You know, So first in the Notzer Chesed, he has on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos about Avitzaduk Omer Al Tifrosh Min Atzibur of Al Tas Asmcha Korchei Adoy Al Tasem Atara Liz Gadel Bohem. You shouldn't make Torah something that you make yourself. You know, like something in the face, so to speak. So he writes here on page 6. You should make Torah, you know, a Torah was gadobo, a little card of lachtofa. So he says here, in the prat, the Yira Eza had hung up the second line on page 6.
last word in line. Frak sheyira eizah habhaga b'shlomei emuna Yisrael. Shidas echad me haposkim harishonim. Somebody's doing something like one of the rishonim. Ulachriya halacha k'divya zohar shahu dover boro. Yotzei levalom teke b'chusu shabog reishu over. Alosikom, alositor, alosnisna, alhafto lecha. Kamochum balbim p'nei chavei baradim. Furotzeich, alamisnagnim, b'nev zeim achem kom abah. So what are you doing? You what? He's following one of the shitas, but you're angry at him that he shouldn't be following that shita, and you're yelling at him, and so he says you violate all these losikton, losikor, losisna, atoleh, kamogel, malbim p'neim charev. And then when he would, this is, to me this is unbelievable. So well, he wants to give an example. What's an example of somebody doing something following one of the shitas? So you know he gives an example? Kiddush Levana. Shehira Mekadosh Levana Kedas Rav Beis Yosef. Somebody's being Mekadosh Levana following what? Shulchan Aruch, that's what?
Later.
Which is what? 30. Not just, you know, half of 30, but not half of 29, you know. Yeah, right. So it says if somebody does that, he's doing imamish the next night even. Shame about more of a riff. A move of tshuvas talmidei. V'chei maskim agon aliyarama az v'chlal. V'chei mukhim v'chashim gemura. V'chol shekei shem katshim kedas hatzadikim v'chasidim shem chashim mirosh chodesh. Right? That they what? They do. What's the today's Tu B'Shvat? Right? So today's Tu B'Shvat. So I guess if you hold like the Bnei Yisoschar, and you hold like the Shiur Chesed Gdola, then you would be allowed to be even
tonight.
Because Adan Bechlal, and you don't work with the Moilot, you work with. In other words, you could have a smart to say even tonight. That's like. And he's doing it. She came. Shkashim Kedas Hatzadikim Vachasidim. She Machashim Mirash Chodesh. She came Mukh Loshon Kol Rishonim. She Shasim Vidivrei. Who's here? Molon. They never used to learn Molon. Klal Vidivrei. Buchim Behedim Behagos Ashri B'Shem Ramlez Vimitz. Lo Shaykh Lakan Klal. Lo Shaykh Lakan Klal. Imo Shazumum Namun Zem. Mirchoz Mirashenim. He says, as long as you can't see the chisaron of the levana, the hedya, it still looks like a full moon. Maybe it's not, but you can't really see. Then you can still be kaddish. Hey, Melissa, go to Rav Yeshua Heschel the after.
Who holds the last sheet that you can even do that?
Hey, that's a the Oy of Yisrael. Rav Yeshua Heschel the after. He would do it. Kozman, that it was not Nikra the Chisaron. In other words, even though I never did that, the notes of Chesed said. But if someone's doing it, you shouldn't yell at them. Because there's what to be so mechaz. That's why you have to know the shitas. You have to know all the shitas. There are some things in the world that are not to be so mechaz. In other words, sometimes there's no shita, and it's just bubba meisa. But here, the shitas, that's why you have to learn. You can't just look at an English summary book and it just says, this is what it says, you have to know all that, you have to learn, but Ian, you have to come and do all the packets and you have to know all the shitas, right? You have to know whether it's Rav Chaim Druk, you know, may oppose it. Yeah, you have to know all the shitas, right? You have to every shita before you start yelling.
Oh.
So he says. So that's. But it's so interesting that of all the things that he picked, this is a Perush and Pirkei Avos, and he wants to give an example of, you know, you shouldn't be lakanter, atara misgadol, you know, that you're yelling at somebody. He picks Kiddush Levana. And if somebody is doing Kiddush Levana according to the Mechaber, or even not the Mechaber, even what? The Shir Knesset HaGdola, that you get the Adman Bechlal, 60. Or even the Bnei Yisosar. Chill. Oh, but now he's going to say something. Okay, you ready for this? It's funny, because he's going to say something that everyone else thinks, you might say it's a contradiction. Listen to the next page. V'anogim likach gemara v'lmod zeshtus. You hear what he just said? The word I'm going to show you now with the poskim that says you can take the Gemara if you had a suffix and do it. He says, "Hanoi miktach Gemara v'lilmod zeshtus adreva shemchavin lilmod v'lo l'shem shevach who isur deraisa levarch bracha." Van minigah zeroy linhog b'shabbos v'yontem v'chol yonim ke'elu tzarech min this nine lava v'achle reis minaycha. In other words, he's saying, "Don't take the Gemara. You can do it without the Gemara." In other words, if you really can't do it, then the Gemara is not going to help to do this Gemara thing. So it's funny, like he's saying, don't make, but like you hear it's like a shtickle contradiction, because there are people we're going to see soon that are going to say you can take the Gemara. So he's like, he's saying
you shouldn't be
and then he goes. Okay, what can I tell you?
No, but because reading it from the Gemara is together means a person is telling those that are reading from the Siddur that they're wrong. So he's saying, don't do that. So if I'm reading from the Gemara and you're saying from the Siddur, so it's like if I'm telling you, oh, why are you reading from the Siddur? I'm reading from the Gemara, you're not really allowed to say.
Yeah. So
he's saying, don't do that. You're reading from the Siddur also.
Okay, so let's see where it comes to this. Look at the Dech Pikudecha. Berach Pekudecha is the Bnei Yisoschar Sefer on the mitzvahs. On page 8. Mevarchin, page 8. Alea kol zman shehi b'chidusha, d'hayinu chatzi zman min chavtasi. You see, because it makes a lot of sense. I think maybe Rabbi Tuffer mentioned this, because like in those days, Zman Chazal, so they didn't have the Ezra's Torah Luach. They just didn't have it. You know, all these luchos. So you go out, you see if it's a moon that's, you know, getting to its the fullness. Okay, it's a full moon also. And then how are you going to know whether it's past that? You see the moon is already past the full moon, and it's already, you can see that it's not a full moon anymore. So then you can't do it. But when it still looks like a full moon, even though maybe technically it's still past the time, it's a misnomer that you should be able to. You see, we became so, computerized and tech. You know, that's what Rabbi Mordechai Tendelman said. He thought like this man Kriyishma. We don't follow this, but he said, you know, like Bezman Chazal, say in the thing it says it's 8, 9:12. So Bezman Chazal, you won't be able to tell 9:12, but they had like a sundial. So he said, that really should be the Bezman based on how you could. But he said that maybe it could be that once now we have the Bezman and like that, maybe they ruined it for us. That's what he was saying. But But it has to be that that's, you know, all, you went out, you saw. So he says, "Mavarchim olei kol zman derech kutech esenes kol zman sheim bechidusha nechatsi hazman mechof tez yom yod beis toshud sani gimul chalokim shachatsi hazman hazehi musafes or bechidush mashe enkin ach hazman hazeh matchelus lit chaser." Rabbi Lu Magidi Emes b'shem Admor Agon. Yes, im lo nirus levana b'zman anachar oso zman. But if you couldn't see the levana until after that, yomer hamemer b'gemara. And my Mavarach, even though they point out, my Mavarach, he writes in the footnote, is not in the Gemara. My Mavarach is in the Rif in Brochus. My Mavarach Amar Rav Yehuda, Baruch Adah Hashem, Mechein Melech Olam, Hashem Bamaro, Vlidar Elo, Amrich Rachman. So that's what he quotes from somebody, the Maria Atz, I don't know who that is, Satsal, B'Shem Adon Harav Maria Atz.
Is this the earliest source? Did he make the
potatoes explicitly? Well, who was the Mariatz? Who's the Hadmor HaMariatz?
Maybe that's the
implication for the Kamarna.
That's
the
one,
the Kamarna Rebbe, or the Nezer.
He said,
so he says, but he says, he says, lean there to do different. To say, Brich Rachman or Mari Malka. To say it in Aramaic, the Bracha. Hashem b'moro, chen ani noeg b'chol sofik brachas. B'chol sofik brachas, he would say it in Aramaic.
He didn't believe
Shem HaMalchus,
no?
Well, he would say the Shem HaMalchus teached in Aramaic. He wouldn't say Hashem, he'd say Rachmana. Melech HaOlam, you'd say Malka, Mari Malka Dalma. So the question is, we're going to see, there's a famous Chumash of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and maybe that's also considered like a Bracha L'Vatala, if you're not Chayiv.
And here might be the Chosim
of Lublin. The Chosim of Lublin, or Rav Yaakov.
Yeah,
what was his full name? Who puts it? You mean the Derech Mikudecha? Where are you looking for the Derech Mikudecha?
No.
You have the Ultra Chokmah on your phone?
No, it's like a
And who said that that's what he's referred to? Yeah, because he puts a tzadi there, but maybe that's how they. Who says what? Let me see.
I mean, this is an article from.
Okay. I mean, I just searched Mariat. It could be they don't repeat the yud. Yud Ayin, and then the Yud is going to the Tzadi also. So it's not, so that's why it's Yitzchak.
No, the Mariat is saying even
Achar Aman, how could that be? He's saying if you didn't see the Levana at Achar Osman, Man,
there's still
what they're
starting to say.
Yeah, so he doesn't, right, it could be. You know, the original Mariatz would say it even if the notes don't have anyone to say it. We'll see. And then, the question is like this, they ask, because there's a Magen Avraham. There's a Magen Avraham Look on page 10. Vadein onin omen achar tinok. Question is, were the kids making a bracha? An 8-year-old is making a bracha. The answer, omen or not? What's the halacha? So if your kid is not eating now, but he's learning how to say brachas, so he's taking a siddur and he's saying the brachas just to learn how to say brachas, then you don't answer amen, because he's not really making a bracha, he's just learning how to. So how do you amen after tino dafim shoshu lomet habrachas lefnei rabo shemudu lomu mitirak habrachas kitikuna afim shemrachim heim mevrachim vatala b'shas limud. But say the kid's eating a cookie, and now he's making a bracha, because that's what he was taught. But he's an achayim. Came in the bnei chinuch, but he's higil chinuch. Onim achayim omen. V'chein b'shar she'omim haftarim b'veis haknesses. Right? They used to give the maftir to the kids. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Look at the Mogen Avraham. Shemud alumot. Avol gadol b'shasha lomed habrach. In other words, when a cotton can say brachas, right, even though he's not eating mazonos, he can practice. What's a mazonos? What's a shahakol? Just open up the siddur and just say the zog brachas. But what about a gadol? Gadol b'shasha lomed habrachas b'gemara. And he's learning masech the brachas. And it comes to a bracha, Omer below Haskaras Hashem. Okay, Mashem Perish Mishnayis Harambam. So he's saying, the Magen Avraham says not to say the shame. So look at the Machzis Hashakel. So but Hey Mashem Harambam, Tosis. It's not Haroah. Malcolm should ask the Bonisim Li Israel, Omer Baruch, Shosan Nisim, Lom Say, Mamma Malcolm was there. Because of Tysus, Pesha Ben Shmai, the Kohani Barachas, Rikim was called Shemu Malchus. Because of a Rambam. Right, because a lot of times it says Haroah. You can take Shal Rebbe, Rebbe beside the Mishnah, Lama Lois came, Kohani Barachas, Shemu Malchus. Why did he just say Baruch Shosan Nisim, Lom Say, Mamma Malcolm was there? Why? Yeah. I'm always keep holding brachas shemu malchus and also mokum litos. Now, according to Mishas Limudo, also the God of Haske Hashem. Lachin Kabremish is the Mishnah is the Garson Mohiskir. Loyavol Haske Hashem. That's why he dafka took it out. When he put the Mishnah, he didn't put the shame because he thought people start saying the shame, and they're not supposed to. So that's the Magen Avraham.
When he
drinks wine, the name is not
there. The shame is not there.
Right. Oh. And that's the Mogen Avraham. Oh.
So how come the
Mishnayim
did the shame of
the Mahu? Well, we saw the Rift, did, right?
Right, the Rift, and you saw
the Rift. The Rift, the Rambam, yeah.
But here the Rambam is the one that says you shouldn't say, according to the Mogen Avraham.
Yeah.
Well,
he wrote what he read.
He wrote the Kano, but not a.
Okay, but.
Not the most,
though. Here, he says, okay. Look at the riff. He says this.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, look, page 2. See?
My
Mavarek.
He has a
hay.
Just has a.
Baruch Hashem, okay.
The cane he has.
Right, he has a hay.
Right.
Now let's look at Rav Yaakov Emden. I have a friend, Rav Yankel Bergstein. Big Tom Chacham from. He's a Rav in Kiryas Yoel. He's a friend of mine. So he's very into Rav Yaakov Emden. Very into Rav Yaakov Emden. So he redid a lot of Svarim of Rav Yaakov Emden with footnotes, etc. So he came out with this 3-volume Shelas Yavetz. Moiridik. Moiridik 3-volume Shelas Yavetz. It's a must for everybody. I mean, the library has a, it's beautiful. It's a pleasure to learn Shelas Yavetz, just to be able to learn his edition of the Shelas Yavetz. So, someone from Toronto, from the Reichman family, helped him put it out. So he should get a lot of yesh koyach for the person from the Reichman family who helped him put it out. You know, it's a tremendous chus, because I tell you, I look forward to learning the Shelas Yavetz, because I know I'm going to be able to look it up in this Madura. So here, page 13. Shela Pei Aleph. Shela Tzadim Bini, Imuta Likros Haskaros B'Psukim HaMuvar M'Talmud. In other words, when Hashem Hashem is mentioned in the Talmud, say you're reading a Pasuk, and it's not necessarily a full Pasuk, you're allowed to say Hashem Hashem. So some say maybe it's a problem. Avogav the Chazidul Mikri Dardiki, even though we say some Mikri Dardiki means some Rebbeim, you know, who are teaching Chumash to the kids. The Kapti Bahachi, the Makbid, you can't say Shem Hashem, and so Rim Sheish Bah Chashash, Lo Sisa Hashem, Levatala, Bevade Taosu Biyodo, Bideim. Lo Chazidul Rabbi Kishijoy, the Kapti Bahachi. He says it's okay.
Because
usually most psukim in the Talmud are not full psukim. Even Ibkahu, did you hear Kahavina Talia? He says, when I was a little kid, Kahavina Talia, the Gerista Gemara Ba'anpa Abba Mori, and I learned with my father. Who was his father? Kacham Tzvi. Kshayisi Magil Psukim, and when I got to Psukim Karisi Hashem Bekinoi, when I said Hashem, instead of Kivim Hashashati Mital Mimlamdai, Hagoreb Bekorin Kach. If I would say Hashem, instead of Ado, he wouldn't be happy with me. V'areinu Likros Hashem Kikori B'Torah. He said, no, you should say Hashem's name out. Maybe Ryan Dover and Mihad Isim Perik Misha Meso, Balkari. The Svirle Lechatana Metsiahu Sagamara Uvashalo Yaskir Haskar Shabo. Because this is a Balkari, he has an admission. Svirle Lechatana Metsiahu Sagamara. He says he can read the Gemara, because Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah unless he goes to the mikvah. So it says, Matsia is a Gemara Vachalo Yaskir Haskar Shabo. So you see, Beferish, I'm Hedi Mukha, the Dachma Balkari Udasa. It's a great raya. Only Balkari shouldn't say the Shem Hashem. Aval Masharkal Odom Lo. Balkorka Tzarkal Krosu Kitikudo, Kosha Kena Idno, Didan the Balkari Kore, Vishona Kedakto, Lo Kaimalan Ki the Machber Bay, Pshita the Chol Odom Utorim. So he thinks it's mutter. Let's see further. Now, what about when it's a bracha? You see, maybe it's a pasuk, no big deal. But what about if it's a bracha? Now, can you say Shem Hashem? So we saw the Magen Avraham says not to, right? But look here, page 14. V'orani omer sha'af im nizdamu v'oskoros v'matveya brachas ha'muvoyim v'talmud. Kigol so psochim, it tells you about the bracha of Asher Galanu. So it says, Kein Hashem Elokeinu yageinu mo'odim. So could you say Hashem's name? He's saying a bracha. Yirali, Shemazki Hashem kederach shekorah b'torah.
The Mogen Avraham says,
הדבר ידוע שכל ברכה שאין בו שם מלכוס אין ברכה, לכן קיצר התנא הוא סומך על ידוע לכל שכל ברכה שמתחיל בשם. ובמקום שנזכר שם באמצע הנוסח במטבע אורך, שאין הכל יודעים שצריך להזכיר שם השם, ודאי צריך ללמדו כתיקון העולם. Where's the Rambam of the Perish Mishnah? You have and he says Tosa Perkaroa. They say what? That you have a yeah, I have it right here. It's Gemara Brachos here. Let's look at the Rambam. Perk Tes in the Perish Mishnah. One second, let's just see what the Rambam says. Is the Rambam? Here, Parak Tes Aleph. Welcome, Shinogu. Shalom, Mokhon, Shinyom, and Baruch, Rod, Shalom, and Baruch, Hashem, Melchin, and Melch, Olam. So every time it says Baruch, even though it doesn't say Baruch, Hashem, Melchin, it means Baruch, Hashem, Melchin, and Melch, Olam. So he says, so that was the raya of the Magen Avraham, that you shouldn't do it, that's why he left it out, the Rebbe. Rabbi only says Baruch. He didn't say, why didn't he just write the whole bracha? Because he doesn't want people to say it. That's what the Magen Avraham is right. But he's saying, Rabbi Yaakov Eben said no. He says, Kisham Adover Yadu, Shekhol Baruch Hashem Hashem Umalch Hazein Abracha. So it's obvious. Lachay Kitzer, you know, he did it not because he didn't want. Really, he could. Because he says, everyone knows if you say Baruch, that means Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Not that you're not allowed to say it. You can't. Okay, ki tzer atana. V'samach al yaduah, l'chol shakol baruch z'makil b'shem. Avon mokim shenizka shem be'emtza hanusach v'madbeya, oruch, she'ena kol yodim sh'tzorach l'azkir sham Hashem. But if the shem Hashem is like in the middle, like, Asher Golanu Golos Hoseinu, Kein Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is not part of Baruch Atah Hashem, it's later, till then, not everyone knows that you're supposed to say Hashem's name, so then after you should say it out. Father, it's our love, the Petuno, the Petinocus.
Also, he brings
in the parentheses, yeah, equation of magic. He's pointing out, it could be even the Kubisani Katana who was the captain. Yeah, could be. Okay, so that's interesting. So that's what Rav Yaakov Emden. So basically, he's arguing with the Magen Avraham, Rav Yaakov Emden. And
so he says,
"No, I'm expecting my bar." Yeah. So one second. So take a look in the Mishmeres Shalom here on page 18, 19. Shalom and Rabbah Baruch and Mikoydenov. Kosev Sevi Bnei Soschar Amulim Magide Emes B'Shem Admor. Oh, you see. He has the two yuds. You see? 19. You see? You see, the other ones, they probably just, the yud is understood. But he put it in, the two yuds. Imlo nires halavana.
What
example? More Harav Yaakov Yitzchak. Because we had before we already saw, but now he says it. So the Chosem Yilublin. Imlo nires halavana mizmana yomer hamemra b'gvar mai mevarach. And the Bnei Sasson himself said he likes better to say Brich Rachmana Malka D'Alma. Liner Kedas Harav. But he says Linera Kedas Harav Milublin. Oh, so that's the Beferish. He says, no, you should do like the Rav Milublin. In other words, don't do Brich Rachmana. Do from the Gemara. Ach Yaskel Mako Mikodim. Harav Krim. Miaskel Ma'at Mikodim. Did he have a cramp, Shlita? You should start. You shouldn't just start with the brach. You start my mevarich. The Yom Kach Amalei Rav Acha le Rav Ashi, but Rav Mevarchi Baruch Lecha Amalei Mahayinoshi Mevarchi. Yom Rav Yehuda. Is it like you're learning a whole sugya?
Blashim earlier
with
Yom Kach Amemra from the
Chosin. Then he says Im Laila Hakrodim Shabbos V'Yontif. Feel Laila Shukodim. Laila Chodim Ben Kosev Yesh Kacha V'Tov Kacha Chodim Tzvi L'Farvus Yilel Tev Zayin B'Shabbos V'Yonti Yesh Kacha V'Brach V'Tov Kacha V'Toch Member of the Gemara. Yilel Tev Zayin Shabbos V'Yonti they do it in the Gemara. Oh, but Nirlani is Naiti. Oh, this is the Shaila that I had with my son. I mean, in the end we worked there wasn't the Laila Chrona, but he says Nirlani is Naiti, page 21, Osiyot. The Laila Chrona shall Zman Kiddush Levana im Levana Mechusa Banonim. In other words, the last night and it's cloudy. So what does that mean? It's cloudy and what? It's cloudy and you don't see anything? Or it's cloudy and you can see... We'll read the whole statement. He says, so what should you do? Yom HaBrich Rechman HaMal... Malko the Alma Hashem Mamoro Baruch Rechmon Mechadish Chadosha. Chachanim Hashem Lod Yom Rosach Meimer the Gemara calls the Manchel Oniras Miki Matzal Lahedya. So he says if it was if you could see it really, stuff it means you could see a little bit, but you really can't see it. Then you say Baruch Mor. I mean, if later on, oh, but what if later on now you can see it? Now you messed yourself up because maybe. You're in Yotze, but who wants to be Yotze with a Brich Rachmana? You want to be Yotze with a... Oh. So now, you know what he says you do? Now say, do it a second time from the Gemara. Because now, you can say Baruch Atah, but maybe you can't, because maybe you're Yotze with the Brich Rachmana. So now, Yimachachach Niris Halavana Yivarach Betoch Memra the Gemara holds much Shalom Niris Begimotso Lehedya. But he says that once there is Pigimasul, so he's saying, so basically, you see what he's saying over here, that if the Pigimah is not near Lehedyan, you technically could say it, but we're, Chazal once said, Tezvav, Tezayin, could be a Yud Zayin, I don't know, did you ever try to look at the moon on Yud Zayin, is it really near Lehedyan? I don't know, but that's Chazal Koveh. But since it could be meager, and then you could still say it, but Chazal will convey it, so you're not going to start off with Chazal. So then say it, but once it's near a Pekimasa Lehedya, then you don't even say it with a Gemara anymore. Then it's, you know. So that's the thing. You know, Rav Oberland has in the Sefer Pidyon HaBen, this comes up a lot. It depends how far the miscarriage was. Like how much development was there? No development, was there little development? So he has three categories. Like, if it was little development, then you can just mamish say do regular. Then, but if it was a little bit more developed, then it's all, then you do the pinyon misafik. And then, but if it was already ichveis so developed and there was a miscarriage, then you don't do anything. So he has the three. I tried to look at the sefer because I thought he would have a piece of the sefer discussing these kolim also. In the opinion, but I couldn't find him having it there. But I'm probably, yeah. So, but I assume that the first case was in Alvada Mechusa Banonim. Mestama means, I think maybe that's what he's saying here in the footnote, that it's still you saw the shine. At least it's like what? Like the Sefer Yeshua. Sefer Yeshua. Huh? That if you see the shine, you know, that's good enough? So then, the Rashid is that it's good enough. So then, okay, you could say it's a Brich Rahman to say something like that. But I can't imagine that if you don't see anything, then, you know, or you see it like this Kanar, you see it, but it's not shining. So then there's what to say. See, when you learn this, now you understand like what's, like, it all comes back to the Kamarna. You know, like a person's not a Talmud Chacham, so he doesn't know that there are different shitas about it. He thinks this is it. He only learned the, you know, what it says in the English Kitzer books. You know, and this is it. And then they quote, of course, they're going to quote all the big names. And this, but that's not how you learn halacha, by this big name and that big name. You learn halacha with the Shas, the Rishonim, Poskim. And I'm not talking about the people that are called Poskim. I'm not saying they're not. But that's not, when we're talking about Poskim, like Yosef Weiss, that's all said. You know, Poskim, we're talking about the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Shach. You know, people that are called Poskim today, those are what Rav Weiss said, they're Meshivim. They answer questions. But Poskim, when we're talking about Poskim, we mean the Magen Avraham, the Shach, the Taz, you know, that's what we, you know, so it's in the Poskim, Shas and Poskim.
What
was the Rishon
Lemaisa
about,
like, the Ivans and the Magen Avraham?
That's a good question.
We have Maizerat, that means that Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, right.
What's the Ivans? Why does it say, like,
sorry?
Like, what's the
reason to
do it?
Because you want to do a proper tinuch, a proper...
Between those two,
Shad Rukhul Batol is much worse. Yes, look, the Magen Avraham is used probably more Makubo. Then there's a piece of the Avnei Nezer, page 22. The Vada nearly does Ksas Achronim. If Eimel Rachatzi Zayis, Kuyik Mul Chatzi Shir, Osim Ra Torah. So say you only have a Chatzi Zayis of Morer. Can you make Al Achilas Morer? Because you didn't need a Shir Achila. Right? So he has a whole discussion. Maybe Morer is different, maybe you don't need a Shir. So he says, well, I'm going to Milsa Be'eshi Yitztarach Lechol HaMorer, Yilvot Kodem Achila Hadin Merambam. The Yom B'Mefiv She'Ocho Moro Yivarech Prochat Hashem She'im Lachal Zachilas Moro Metechi Ocho. Right, because Moro might not be, the whole discussion whether you need a Kazayas Moro or not, whatever. We're not going to have a Kazayas Moro. But what if you don't have a Kazayas? So then how can you make it Al Achilas Moro? It's not Achilas, it's the Kazayas. So that was his whole tshuva here about, I think, about Pachas B'Kazayas Moro. So it says the best thing to do is take out a Rambam. And the Rambam says, Sh'ochamorim Shivarech, and say that. But it's much more, in other words, for the Koyded over, that you have to have some Shita. You know, just stand to Zogazoi, even Derek Limud is not. And then the last thing we left out was in the Shut Morva Olos on page 16.
Wait, does that need the paskins like that? That you shouldn't say the bracha because you're not having right?
So he says, the Rafka the Mils, he hasn't read the whole Shuvah, but he said, the Rafka the Mils, since there could be a svara that you don't need a Kazayas by Mora, because it's, so then just, Take a Rambam. Yeah, then in the... he says here, on page 16, he quotes the Gemara. Then he quotes the different shitas, whether you can do it up to the 16th. Then he quotes the Heshem Moshe, Sef Yeshua. Appears the 18th, yeah. 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 The 18 Oh, this is the thing also. I was mafkin on this. There's a minhag to get married only, to get married only the first part of the month, where the levana is getting bigger. I did that. Right? Ficha einosim noshim el b'chidah shalavana. He says he saw tzaddikim mefursovim that were mekadesh levana even after the 16th. Achsofically. Yeah, so let's see. So he says, "Sophically, im al pi eitzah hanal b'toch gemara derech limud," or they just did it with lishem malchus. So it could be that it means because. It means that it was Niker, that it's the Chisar. But maybe if it's not Niker, then you're good. So we don't want to. So obviously we don't want to do that, as the Gemara says. But he says, so maybe they did it there Chalima, or maybe that was Shema Malchus. Because the Gemara says, the reason is, so it could be. Then he says, okay. So this is a fascinating Indian, you know, about I think the next packet, if I'm not mistaken, I made a packet or two on the Brich Rachmana thing. You know, in other words, that was really the preference. The Chozer Lublin did the Gemara thing, but the Bnei Safa says he likes to do the Brich Machmana thing. Oh, so let me ask you fellas, tomorrow.